Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Esiason is brought to you this week by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. By Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. By Zooty, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. Boomer is also brought to you by McFarlane Energy. Check out their home heating oil incentives at McFarlaneEnergy.com. And Boomer is brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros. And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Boomer, good morning.
Hey, good morning there, Greg and company. I have to say that I'm sure this morning is going to be a very interesting conversation, given the fact that the Patriots just gave up 567 yards on 82 total plays. Oh, my God.
It's another moral victory Monday around these parts. That's what we do.
You know what? I didn't expect them to win, certainly. And, you know, they made some great plays on defense in the first half that kept this game close. But, man, I think the defense was exhausted. And you know what happened to them, to the Patriots yesterday, is exactly what happened to the Colts in Baltimore last Sunday night. The defense ran out of gas. There was no pass rush whatsoever. And Dak Prescott leaves the game with 445 yards and three touchdowns. I mean, it was a wild game for sure. And I'm sure we got a huge rating on CBS. But, man, it's got to be disappointing up there to come so close and almost take one of the – well, you've taken two of the best teams in the NFL right into overtime or to the final gun between Tampa and Dallas.
Can a team that starts the season 0-4 at home make the playoffs, Boomer?
You know, with a 17-game season, yes. And I'm not off the bandwagon, man. I'm not. You know, you guys can all quit on your team if you want. I'm not quitting on the Patriots. And the reason I'm not doing that is because they have taken two of the best teams right to the end of the game. And they've gone, as Bill Belichick said yesterday, toe-to-toe with, you know, one of the best offenses we've seen in the NFL. So I'm telling you that, you know, when they start getting into other parts of their schedule against other teams that aren't this good, you know, they'll rack up some wins. And, you know, I don't know what's going to get into the playoffs as a wild card, because I believe that's how they would make it. They're not going to catch Buffalo. But, you know, is it 8-9? Is it 7-10? Is it 9-8? I know that's probably not for the liking of Wiggy there, because I know he expects an undefeated season.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a long, long year, and they got a long way to go. And I know this is disappointing, but I'm still saying that I'm going to stick with them at this point.
Well, Boomer, it is disappointing, but I will say this. It was a signature game for them. It wasn't a signature win.
which what I was hoping for. But based on what you just talked about, them making a playoff push, I think we can look at this game yesterday and at least say that they can go blow for blow with the best teams in the league. Can they beat them? That's a different question, but I took away that yesterday knowing that my team can go blow for blow with the best teams in the league.
Yeah, and I take a look at their schedule. You know, they got the Jets next week, and then it's at the Chargers. That's going to be a difficult game. At Carolina, that's Sam Darnold. He's not playing well. Christian McCaffrey does not look like he'll be ready for that game. And then it's Cleveland, Atlanta, Tennessee. I'm telling you, they could win four out of these next six games, I believe. And there's no reason not to think that. The one thing I will say, after Mac Jones throws the interception to Trayvon Diggs that ends up in the end zone at the end of the game, you know, there would have been an easy place right there to hang your head. But then he comes out and they run a double move and it's misplayed by the safety and he throws a touchdown pass. Now, maybe they score too fast. That's probably what happened. But I have to tell you, that moment there and how that kid handled what just had transpired in the last, I don't know, 60 seconds was all I need to know whether or not that kid can be a pretty special quarterback. And, you know, it's not easy going against Dak Prescott, those wide receivers, that offensive lineman, that running game. But the fact that he was able to do that at the end of the game showed me all I need to know about him as a long-term solution for the quarterback situation in New England.
Boomer, that's what I was going to ask you. As a quarterback, looking back on like your rookie season, those emotions that go through your head, how important is it for him moving forward to be able to forget those tough plays and to go out there? I mean, for me, Mac Jones is the guy now, no question in my head after that play.
Courtney, you're so right on. And you know, when I think back to my rookie season, which seems like, you know, a whole lifetime ago because it was, I started several lifetimes. You're right, Greg. I started four games my rookie year, and I had no clue to what I was doing. And if I would have thrown an interception like Mac did yesterday that cost my team what everybody thought cost his team the game, I don't necessarily know that I mentally could have picked myself up and gone out there and did what he did yesterday. So I'm really, really bullish on the kid. He's in a great system, and Josh McDaniels has handled him great. Watching Bill on the sideline, talking to him after he threw the interception, you know, that's the way a kid should be handled on the sideline. And, you know, listen, it's tough love for sure, but it also is about his performance. And, you know, you're going against Dak Prescott, who's been in the league now for years, and he's one of the top quarterbacks, and he's playing in the midst of a great season with great wide receivers. So, I don't know. I'm with you, Courtney. I think he's got it. He's got everything that you want. And the fact that he's playing as well as he is playing his rookie year is a little bit shocking to most people that are watching the Patriots, but certainly not to me, especially after he's been taught critical Patriot theory and how he's been programmed to become this great quarterback within this system.
Well, after the game, he kind of gave all the credit to Josh McDaniels. How much of that is Josh having the confidence in Mac to be able to kind of turn this thing around, and how much is it Mac taking that and running with it?
It's all part of it, and I always say that quarterbacks are basically a product of their organization. Where do they land after they're drafted, and who is around to make sure that they learn the proper way to become an NFL professional? Tom Brady did this back in the early 2000s, and now we're seeing it here in the 20s with Mac Jones. It's kind of very similar. I don't know if we'll end up with as many victories and Super Bowls and comeback victories. We'll see. That will be, you know, time will tell us that. But you got to remember, Mac is doing this for the first time. It's not like he sat on the bench and watched somebody do this. He has been thrown right into the mix, right into the fire. And he's got to, if he continues to play the way he's playing, you know, he most likely will be Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, and he should be, because he's been asked to do so much, and he is delivered for the most part every single week.
Boomer, did Bill make a mistake kneeling at the end of the half?
I heard Tony talking about that, and I heard him go back and reflect on that Super Bowl against the Rams, where John Madden said, you know, I would kneel and take it into overtime. Well, if you go to the radio broadcast of that game, there was a guy that was doing that Super Bowl for Westwood One, and I said, if you told Bill Belichick that he was going to be where he was in that game with Tom Brady as his quarterback, he would take it and go for it, and that's what he did. I was a little bit surprised that he didn't do that at the end of the second half, and just maybe give it a shot to see whether or not You know, he could get them into field goal range. But, you know, I'm not on the field. I can't sit here and say that I know exactly how the players are feeling, how the players are playing, and what the situation on the sideline is. Only Bill Belichick knows that. And I have to say that it's really hard to go against him simply because of all the success and everything that he has done in his career and how he has taken those situations most often and been very aggressive with them. So it's a small thing. I don't know whether or not Mac would have gotten them in field goal range, so I'm not going to make a big deal out of it.
Well, Boomer, that guy sounds like he had a pretty good career as a color commentary guy on the radio. I mean, I don't know where he went after that, but when you look at – I think the one thing I took from this game yesterday is when you look at this Patriots team, it's not that they have to be perfect, but it looks like they're a team that they have to play perfect situational football. So they do it yesterday at the goal line where they're able to keep Dallas out. And I think part of the thought process was you're up 14-10 going into half. You're getting the ball back. There's no need to maybe make a bad play and put yourself in a bad position. But do you look at this team and go, they have to play perfect situational football because they have good talent, but they don't have that elite talent?
You know, what happened yesterday with the interception in the end zone, with the fumble, the Dak fumble at the goal line, I'm thinking, you know, where's Mike Vrabel? Where's Teddy Bruschi? Where's Ty Law? I mean, this is the things that the Patriots have been known for since Bill Belichick is there. They've always come up with a huge play. They've allowed teams to rack up yards. They've allowed teams to possess the football. But when it really comes down to it, the moment of truth, they've always seemed to come up with the key play on defense. And those key plays showed up, obviously, earlier in the game. I think they were exhausted late in the game. When they're playing really top-end teams like the Buccaneers and like the Cowboys, as you just said, Wiggs, they can go toe-to-toe with them. The difference is the inexperience at quarterback, and Mac is learning each and every week. You know, he had a chance to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and unfortunately they missed a field goal at the end. Yesterday they had a chance to beat the Cowboys, and certain situations took place where you know, they never got the ball back in overtime. That's just actually they did, but they didn't get any first downs. But, you know, you're playing against top-end teams right now, and they're playing with, I mean, like, right there. They're right there. And to me, it's really the quarterback situation. So while he's playing great, he's also not the reason why they're winning, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get you.
Yep. He had chances in these games, late in games, to get his team into scoring position, and for whatever reason, it didn't happen. And I think back to that Tampa Bay game. He had, I think it was Jacoby Myers, wide open, and Lavonte David just tips the ball, so therefore they have to attempt a much longer field goal than they would have liked to. I mean, that's really nothing that he did wrong, but it was just a great play, and he'll learn how to navigate those things in bigger situations as he continues to go through this season and then on and beyond.
They now take on the Jets next week. I know a good one for you. How different is this Jets team than the first time the Pats had them?
They still are not very good. They're just not good. They're coming off of a bye, so which I think they desperately needed. Their quarterback is completely in over his head at this point. Like, he's the opposite of Mac. I see huge wow plays from Zach Wilson. What I don't see is the consistency week in and week out. Like, the game has just gotten away from him. And they really, you know, you have a rookie head coach, rookie offensive coordinator, rookie defensive coordinator. There's a lot of newness around the Jets and a lot of new players around the Jets. So I would say the bye came at the right time for them, but they're just not a really good team. And now it's going to be up to Belichick to make sure that the Patriots don't lay down, because that was an extremely intense game yesterday. Everybody was at a fever pitch. And now you just got to hope that it's not a hangover for the next week when they play the Jets.
All right, before you go, Boomer, who are you rooting for in the ALCS?
I'm a Boston fan. You got to remember, you guys gave us the World Series back in 1986, so I'll never forget that, and I'll always appreciate that.
All right, Boomer, we'll talk. Okay. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, guys. Right, thanks. Right. See ya.
Has a quarterback who cannot win a game ever been the rookie of the year? I'm a guy who's not going to win you any games, not going to lose you any games.
Sounds like somebody said it again. Said it last night on the broadcast and just said it with us.
Sounds like you didn't say it on the broadcast.
You did, man. I'm telling you. I heard it after the game or halftime. I tell you, they do a lot of talking.
It left such a mark you can't remember when you heard it.
Curtis, I'm watching a lot of games, bouncing back and forth between that and the red zone and taking all my notes.
The notes. All right. Well, speaking of your notes, coming up next, we will get to Wiggy's top five takeaways from yesterday in under 60 seconds and a rare content replay of Bill Belichick from the 6 o'clock hour this morning. Not as miserable as I thought Bill might be this morning. Oh. I mean, he was somewhat miserable, but not as miserable as he could have been.
When Courtney asked him the lip question, I think that's
what question.
He's like, whoa.
What do you mean?
Did he like the lip question or did he think he hated the lip question?
Trying to still figure that one out.
Well, kind of, his answer made it seem like he was smiling when he answered it. I pictured him smiling when he answered it. Yeah. Okay.
Why do you guys give Courtney such a hard time? It was a good, I mean, if there's one question to ask.
Everyone was wondering.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Rare content replay on Bill coming up right now. Here is Ken and what is trending.
The Real Postgame Show this Sunday after the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Jeep Adventure Day sales event for all new Ram trucks and Jeep SUVs. Let's get back to the big story of the weekend. NC State 33, Boston College 7 on Saturday.
Go Eagles!
My God,
I gotta check a game out this year.
I know. I will say, and I'm not just being a homer here. Mm-hmm. Good on alumni because they came in early. They were loud. It felt like a big time football. Yeah, it was really. I mean, the fourth quarter, everyone had left, but it was very good.
When's their next home game?
Next week.
Oh really?
I think they're home again. I think they're back to back home.
Check one out.
Overtime thriller ends at a Cowboys win 35-29. New England had the lead in the fourth, Wiggy. 21-20. Yep. When they took that lead, Stevenson plunges in. 6:23 to go. Did you think they were going to win the game? Did you think they had it? Then they had the ball back after the missed field goal, by the way, with 2:42 left, which was a terrible decision by McCarthy there.
The decision on when before Mac Jones throws the pick six.
Yep.
I didn't get that whole sequence. You're throwing the football. Why not run it and maybe let Dallas burn their timeouts? Mm-hmm. At that point, you're leading in the game.
Yeah.
And then you punt. I didn't get why you were throwing it.
I could not imagine being a Cowboy fan because that team is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are as dumb as rocks.
Oh, man.
I mean, that every single penalty, they'd call it, and I'd be like, they are just honking it up for the Pats, and then they'd show it. And the guy would be like bear hugging the defensive tackle.
The left guard, man. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Oh, that's
for
a good. I mean, they'll be there at the end. I mean,
now with Curtis.
Well, their only loss is to the Bucs, right?
Their only loss was week one. They've won five straight.
Yeah, but what will happen with Dallas is they'll start to make too many mistakes at the end of the season. They'll probably make the playoffs.
Penalty wise, you
mean? Yeah, but they'll lose the game because of, lose a playoff game because of something dumb that they do.
Also, my mistake, I thought they had Louisville at home. They're on the road. Their first home game, November 5th.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's Mac discussing the moral victory yet again.
Yeah, I think just you want to try and get in a rhythm. And, you know, we did that sometimes during the game, but we got to just play complementary football better. And the offense has to complement the defense, and special teams has to be involved in that as well. And, I left a lot of plays on the field, but we did fight hard and, you know, when you look at the big picture, you know, you never want to say you're close, and it's hard to do that. But the games that we've lost, we've been two or three plays away.
You know what I said about Mac Jones? I said this on the award-winning NFL Sunday that we do every Sunday, myself, Foyer, Gresham, Rich Keefe. And I compared this offense and Mac Jones to a professional boxer. I said, they don't have knockout power. They're just somebody that's just going to kind of like just tease you with the jab. That's kind of what this offense is. Mm-hmm. You don't expect them to knock you out. That's why I think a great comp is Chad Pennington.
Well, which boxer would you compare them to? Are they Peter McNeely or
the Hurricane?
Are they Jake Paul? Who are they?
Butterbean.
Mickey Ward.
Butterbean.
No. I don't know. I have to think about who they are comparable to.
Greg, the comparison for Mac is Tom Brady. Rookie year comparison, this guy still looks like Brady did his first year. Wiggy's throwing Chad Pennington out. It's disrespectful.
I mean, the things that Wiggy wanted, I felt like he delivered yesterday.
Right,
we'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that during Wiggy's top five takeaways in under 60 seconds coming up.
But. By the way, Cam Newton says he has received offers to play again, but the situation needs to be right.
Maybe BC could use him.
Ah. I believe his offers were at Saskatchewan, the Rough Riders. I think that was Canadian football.
Red Sox Astros game three tonight. You can hear it on the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. 808 first pitch. Lou Maloney in the booth. Lou back in the booth with Joe and Will.
I am
not feeling good about this
CVB
photographer capturing the Corbell cases of champagne at Fenway. That is not good.
Uh-oh.
So Channel 5 runs the footage of the Corbell champagne being delivered at Fenway.
Why isn't everybody up and up?
It was made. There was a big deal made of it when it came to the Rays, and so we have to do the same thing with the Red Sox. Why would they get that delivery?
Well, it's their home. It's their home.
I just saw another. They showed a tag on the Corbell. It just says Tim Clark. So I don't think it's for the Red Sox.
It's going up to the suite.
I mean,
Curtis brought that up last week. He was the only one who was saying, "Oh my God, you guys are Tampa Bay." You know, that's not a big deal. Everybody does it. Everybody poo-pooed him.
When Belichick said Philly was planning a parade. Hey, Pats fans, so were the Patriots. Everybody plans the parade before the parade.
Can John Henry spring for something a little better than the Corbell? I mean, what's
that's why it's going to the Odyssey Suite. We're cheap.
Get some Ace of Spades or something.
Yeah.
Ooh, Ace of Spades rejoin.
Oh, there you go.
What do you think? Lemmy.
It's intense, but good. Erod v. Urquidy tonight. Before Game 3, watch Berloni and Fourier live from 2 to 6 at the Bullpen Bar on Jersey Street, brought to you by Budweiser, the Major League Beer, and the Braves up 2-0 on the Dodgers. Shocking turn of events there. Come back from down 4-2. They win it.
That'd be the Boston World Series, man, huh? The Atlanta Braves started in Boston. Mm-hmm. Going against the Sox.
That's what's trending.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now on your Greg Hill Morning Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Thank you, Ken. Ask and the Laird Man delivers with the great Lemmy and Motorhead. By the way, Curtis, some clarification on the Red Sox Korbel champagne controversy comes from a texter. Apparently, they ordered that champagne 6 months ago, but supply chain issues delayed the arrival until just yesterday. So
I can go for a good supply chain joke.
Ken can't.
Where's Buttigieg?
Ken hates the supply. He cannot stand the supply
chain
jokes.
That was funny. I like that.
Okay. All right. Let's see. This is Jay from North Carolina. What's up, Jay?
Good morning, folks. How's everybody doing?
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm still vertical sucking wind, so everything is good here.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
But I tell you, I was really disappointed in the outcome, but I was not disappointed in the play of the Patriots. As Boomer said, Dallas is an elite team, and they have no weaknesses. And yet the Patriots played them to a standstill. I mean, 500 yards of offense, over 500 yards of offense, and the Patriots' defense was worn out. But that goal line stance when they knocked the ball, I'd never seen anything like that. The referees made a good call.
Yeah, but he got it on third down.
Yeah, I mean,
clearly,
I think he did.
Yeah, I don't know why he did.
I think they got lucky there.
And I think part of not reviewing it because he already wasted his review on the other
on the first down.
On the first down challenge.
Yeah.
Is there anything dumber? And this is not just McCarthy, but he's the chief Dumbo. Like these coaches that make a gutsy call, right? They go for it on fourth and inches, and they don't get it. Immediately, in an attempt to save their own ass, double down in stupidity and challenge it.
Yeah. They
don't change the spot unless it's like a glaring mistake. There was no shot they were going to change.
Pat's got a bad spot too that Bill could have challenged, but he didn't.
On which one?
Before the punt. He did. You know what I'm talking? You remember that?
Totally.
But you see, Curtis has been saying all morning, McCarthy, just not a great coach.
Dumbest man in America.
Well, it reflects on his team too, right? But then, listen, I think Bill's the greatest coach of all time, but they're making a lot of dumb mistakes. We talked to him this morning, asked about it. I mean, this is two punts that have been blocked in, you know, the first 5 weeks of the season. When have we ever seen that by a Bill Belichick coach football team?
Rarely.
Who's a better defensive mind, Matt Patricia or Steve Belichick?
Probably Steve
Belichick.
Why is Matt Patricia not on the sideline, but Steven and Gerard are like sharing defensive coordinator duties?
I would say Steve's probably maybe
better than Matt Patricia.
Yeah.
A better mind than Matt Patricia.
How would you get to that conclusion?
Matt Patricia has way more years on him.
He has way more years, but why would you instantly say that Matt Patricia's a better mind?
He's been a head coach. I mean,
and he didn't do good when he was. Like,
that's okay.
Neither did
Josh McCain.
I would say that.
Well, why do you think Steve is a good coach?
Well, I would say based that they're both probably being coached by Bill. They both have the knowledge that Bill has passed down to them. The only reason why I would give maybe Steve a little bit of an edge is because he lives with Bill.
Right.
So he gets
I don't think he lives with Bill.
Well, I mean, he lived with Bill for a long time, and he got all that knowledge. Not that I'm taking anything away from Matt as a defensive coordinator, but I would just kind of give maybe Steve the edge there.
But that is true. Why not have Patricia just down there?
Where?
On the sideline. Or with a headset.
But because he's not a coach.
No, I know, but he has that relationship with so many players.
But they have Steve Belichick in mail for that.
So you think it would hurt to have him down there?
No, it wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't help. But he's like whatever his position is now.
But his position's so fluid that it's like we don't even really know what he does on game days.
He does nothing. He signs contracts. He makes sure that whoever's getting a contract.
He's an advisor.
Right.
Yeah, is signing the paper. Why all of a sudden does he need to be a coach?
Well, I just think that they could use him right now.
Right. I mean, do you think their defense is playing well?
So then you don't have confidence in Mayo and Belichick.
But they're using up two coaching positions with Steve Belichick and Steve Belichick's tongue.
He kept his tongue in yesterday. It looked like he was really trying hard to, too.
All right. Speaking of Bill, rare content replay on Bill, who joined us during the 6 o'clock hour coming up. But right now, we got to get to this. Time for Wiggy's 5 takeaways from yesterday in under 60 seconds or less.
Number 5.
All right.
to me, this could have been number one, and I think it's the most important thing, and I don't know how we get to the bottom of it, but we got to get to the bottom of Lipgate and what's going on with Bill's lips.
And the nose? Are you worried about the nose, too?
The nose, yeah, there's something there. It seems like... Was there a little kind of a scrap before the game?
With a pet or something? Do you, I mean,
pet is that, person? I
Nike,
don't know.
Did Nike do something to build it?
Something had to have happened.
Did they have a cat? I mean, that looks like a cat-related injury
right.
to me.
Is there something like okay. Bill goes, hey, I don't want this defense. Steve's going, no, we got this defense. I got a son who's at that age, too. You know, he's almost a man. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe sometimes you get a...
You can arm wrestle him.
You get a little bit of tussling or wrestling going on.
All right.
Number four.
All right, number four. Let's get serious now. The second defensive back spot is a major issue. 2 weeks in a row, we've seen receivers go out there and just light it up. And yesterday, with CeeDee Lamb completely undressing Jalen Mills at the end of the game and on the little fade route he caught for a touchdown earlier in the game, I believe it might have been a third or fourth quarter. The Stephon Gilmore thing, I always say it, is going to come back to bite you in the ass. And you're starting to see this week in and week out where the issues of your second defensive back being a major problem.
Number three.
Now, we always thought Bill Belichick has had great coach teams throughout the years. But this issue keeps rearing its ugly head. The punt protection. Two block punts in the first 5 weeks of the season. Now, fortunately, in yesterday's game, it didn't affect you because you were able to cause a turnover on that fourth down and goal play where Dallas had it on the goal line and you knocked it out of Dak Prescott's hands. But issues with the special teams is something that is clearly got to be fixed. And we asked Bill about it, and he said those are two things that should have been blocked. And I wonder what is going on there.
Number two.
Now, I don't know who this is going to be, but you need a dog out there. You need somebody to be a playmaker. And I don't know who that guy is. I don't know if it's Kendrick Bourne. I don't know if it's Nelson Aguilar. I don't know if it's Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith. But in that passing game.
Gunner,
I don't care who it is. Somebody's got to step up and be like, defensive teams got to go, we need to know where this dude is at all times. You don't have that. And if you can't get that in one of these guys that are in that locker room, you need to trade for somebody like Odell Beckham Jr.
Number one.
Number one, I had an epiphany yesterday watching this game. And I know people get a little bit butthurt. But Mac Jones, and I said, who does he remind me of? My former college teammate, Chad Pennington, and my former teammate for, I think we played together at the Jets. But yes, Chad Pennington is, and I think
that's your comp.
That is my comp, and I don't think that's a bad thing to say. It, when you put good pieces around Chad Pennington when he was healthy, he was a very, very good quarterback. He was a quarterback that could get you to the promised land. And I think that's what we're seeing with Mac Jones. Hmm. He's not going to be this guy that goes out there. He's not going to be Drew Brees. He's damn sure not going to be Tom Brady. And you want to make that comparison? No. He is Chad Pennington, and that is a good comp.
Ken said earlier, the comp is Tom Brady, at least this early, if you have to have a comp.
Right, and we've gone from Brady comparisons to Chad Pennington, and that's a good thing?
You said, I never compared him to Brady. And anybody who said that, was on some good stuff.
Well, Ty Law said that.
And I think, because they slow.
Well, he was drinking.
Just because they slow and they white and they pocket quarterbacks don't mean
this
you compare
the
two. Brady
like,
and,
by the way,
young Tom Brady to me.
Man, come
this
on,
is
Ty.
Tomorrow, Ty Tuesday, 8:30.
Yes.
Ty Law on this show tomorrow morning at 8:30. This is a guy that Boomer Esiason just said is likely the rookie of the year.
Yeah, and he also said, again, that he's not going to win you any games. Play that audio, Ken. I didn't say it. Boomer said it.
The story yesterday was not Mac Jones.
I know, but I'm not saying it in a negative way.
I mean, Mac Jones was excellent.
That's my point, Curtis, but I'm giving him credit. Like, I thought Chad Pennington was a very good quarterback.
And you said if he didn't have any injuries, he could have been great.
Yeah, the injuries are something that derailed his career. But I've always said the way Chad played the game, he was smart. He didn't make a lot of mistakes. He didn't put the team in a bad situation. But he wasn't the guy that you looked at and go, okay, he's going to Drew Brees it, Tom Brady it. And Curtis is right. When we made the Tom Brady comparison, everybody was like, oh, that's awesome. But I bring up Chad Pennington, and the guy's like, get rid of me after whatever year of my contract. So it's like, nothing wrong with Chad Pennington.
Okay. All right. Those are Wiggy's five takeaways in under 60 seconds from yesterday. A rare content replay of Bill Belichick's interview earlier this morning coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Oh, yeah, we're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
On WEEI.
Bill Belichick is brought to you this morning by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center. Every day amazing. Also by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And Bill is also brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And Bill Belichick joins us this morning on the Harbor One hotline. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
Doing well. I know this came up a little bit post-game. Frustrating way to lose that game last night. And you're not a moral victory guy, but are you able to look at some positives this morning when it comes to playing hard for 60 minutes and getting there?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, there were some good things in the game. Obviously, and just they, as I said, after the game, they made a few more plays than we did, and ultimately that was the difference.
Bill, when you look at the game, I think there were some situations in the game that you guys did a good job. The goal line stance right before the end of half where you're able to kind of create a turnover. What was that like for you as a defense to be able to create that opportunity for yourself to keep points off the board, especially going into the halftime?
Yeah, that was a big series. Defensively, those guys did a great job. Obviously, you know, four chances from the one against a team like that. So, you know, that was good. And then we just really couldn't. You know, just didn't have a real good third quarter as a team, and then you know, play competitively, and then you know, kind of miss some chances there. That were the points in the game, but that was a big stop for us. The fourth down stop early in the game was you know, big too. We had some, you know, good short yardage plays. A couple of them were, you know, close, but. That was a big series.
Bill, to see Mac Jones be able to go from a pick six and turn it around and throw that touchdown, Kendrick Bourne said after the game that he's able to forget and move forward as a rookie. How hard is that to do, and how impressed are you with him that he is able to do it?
Yeah, Mac's shown a lot of poise, you know, ever since he started here. So started practicing and... you know, he's very competitive, but, you know, shows a lot of poise. And like I said, he's done that all the way through.
We saw you go over to him after that pick. What'd you say to him, Bill?
I can't remember. Long way to go or something like that.
Yeah.
Bill, what makes it, you know, when you think about a team like the Cowboys, and they have talent all over the place, what makes them so difficult to defend? I know you guys did a good job against the run where they usually average about $164 a game, and you kept them down to 122. Going into a game like that defensively, are you trying to take away one things, multiple things, because they have so many players, explosive players on the football field?
Yeah, well, of course, you have to stop the whole offense. It's not just one guy. And, you know, I think the overall, you know, yardage of the running game is really a kind of yards per carry. I mean, they didn't have a lot of explosive plays. They had a couple of, you know, 10-yard type runs that, you know, we certainly could have played a little better. But, yeah, I mean, between the running game, you know, two good backs, quarterback who I thought played extremely well last night and extended some plays, you know, where we had pretty good pass coverage, but he got him off the hook with not only extended plays but extended plays for completions and. You know, in some cases, you know, pretty good yardage. You know, Lamb and Cooper are good receivers. Schultz is their leading receiver, so he's a good tight end. And they have a lot of, you know, a lot of good players. Wilson, you know, made a big catch for him there at the end of the game. I thought that was, you know, played at a lot of receivers. Might not have made. But they're hard to stop because they have very good players. They're well coached. You know, their offensive system's good. And like I said, give them credit. They played well last night.
Bill, during the game, it seemed like you were bleeding on the sideline. A lot of people, whether it was the broadcast, fans, people that were at the game, watching at home, were worried about you. What was going on there?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Not life-threatening.
No.
People were talking about it nonstop during the game.
Bill, did you give any consideration to going for it in overtime? I think it was 4th and 3.
No, not really. I mean, it's, you know, with their line, his field goal range, it's there. You know, they play on a pretty short field there, so you know, at that point you're talking about, you know, one first down could probably beat you there, so no, not really.
Bill, when you look at this season, you know, you guys have played in a lot of close games, and I know mentally that's taxing on players and coaches. And to be where you are record-wise, 2-4, very similar to last year at this kind of junction in the season, but also knowing that last year you guys had an opportunity to put yourself in position to make the playoffs. Can you take anything from last year in the sense of, hey, this season is far from over, especially to maybe help guys kind of stay in that mindset of, hey, we still got a lot of football left to play here and we need to take it one game at a time?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know that, and I think that's the mindset, and that's what we're going to do.
When you look towards the Jets, a team that you guys have already faced, are there any different challenges that present themselves the week prepping for a team that you just saw a few weeks ago?
Well, you can't think that it's going to be the same game. You know, I think we see that in all sports. You know, we see it. You know, doubleheader, and one game's 9-8, and the next one's 2-1, or, you know, you watch a playoff basketball series, and, you know, one team wins by 30, and then the next game, the other team wins by 5. You just can't. You know, each game is its own entity and has its own dynamics, and so we'll do what we always do and prepare for the game and play it out, but there's the start all over again. Same thing to do at the beginning of each week, and you know, continue to go through the process.
Bill, you've had some not quite home runs in the first round of the draft the last several years prior to Mac Jones, whether it's N'Keal Harry, Sony Michel, Isaiah Wynn, who's been up and down at best. Do you think that this team is talented enough as currently constituted to make the playoffs?
Yeah, well, again, I think we'll just, you know, take it one game at a time here and, you know, see how things turn out. I don't know, there's 11 games left to go, so we'll see where we are.
Bill, one area where I feel like you guys have continued to kind of do a good job is defensively in the red zone. What are some of the things that, that you're doing differently to maybe continue? Because yesterday I want to say that Dallas was 2-for-5, so it seems like you guys have done a good job. What have you been doing specifically to keep teams from scoring touchdowns in the red zone?
Well, I mean, the first thing is to make them go through the red zone, is to make them go, you know, not score from the 25 or the 30. And, you know, that was definitely a problem for us last year. So, you know, I think we all know it gets tighter in the red area, less space to run. Secondary is closer to the line of scrimmage, less space to throw. Can't throw it over your head, so it becomes more of a horizontal passing game. So, you know, Dallas took a number of vertical shots in the red area. And, you know, we generally defended those, you know, pretty well. But that's, you know, I think you just got to, you know, make sure that they don't score from, you know, and not have to go through the red area, and then, you know, count on your red area defense to, you know, force them to run enough plays that, you know, eventually you can keep them out of there.
At all concerned about the your quarterback's health rest of the season if he keeps taking some hits like he's been taking the last couple of weeks?
Well, yeah, pass protection is important to us. The running game is important to us. You know, of course, all those things are important.
Bill, when you look at an area of the game where you've always been very critical about making sure not to make mistakes has been special teams. It's probably 2 block punts this year. What do you think's going on there? I mean, that's something that we've really never seen from a special teams coach team by you. What do you think of some of the mistakes that are leading to these breakdowns that are allowing punts to be blocked?
Yeah, we just obviously have to do a better job. Neither of those plays should have been a problem. But we just didn't execute them well enough. So obviously we have to coach them better and play them better. So we'll just have to, you know, keep working on that. We haven't done anything differently than we've done in the past. But you're right. 2 is certainly 2 too many. So, yeah, that's an area that we can't continue to make those kind of mistakes in, or it'll continue to cost us.
All right, Bill. Well, we'll let you get back to work. And my last question would be, Alex Cora mentioned again to the media that you sent him another text. Was that, did you suggest that he start Chris Sale, or do you not weigh in on things like that with Alex Cora?
Yeah, I don't think he needs any help from me. Just wishing him well.
You got to get on that group text, Greg.
I know.
Yeah, I'd like to be on that. All right, Bill, thank you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it, Greg. Thanks. Thanks, Greg, Courtney. Thank you.
Okay.
All
right.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth.
So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.